Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC. I am Maceo, your host.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
All right. Well, we did it. It's Maceo on Everything EHC, and this is number 50. Thank you for joining me. This is a solo run. A little past, present, and future with Maceo here at Everything EHC. I'm recording this exactly at noon on Wednesday, and when I'm done recording it, I'm just going to go ahead and release it. It'll be the most real-time podcast that we've done, and it will help in the breakup and explanation of everything that's happening. So the past, let's talk about that first. I had an outstanding summer. The team was fantastic. The campers were amazing. I learned so much about Enchanted Hills Camp, about camping, about campers, about music specifically. As the enrichment area leader, I always go through this process of learning so much about music and people's likes and dislikes. And because we get such a broad range of ages, it's all over the place. This year, things we did a little different at OJ Radio was doing genre hours, which included jazz. Let's see, we did a bunch. Country, we did show tunes. I also did a bunch of decades, 80s, 60s, 90s. Try to get people to listen to music outside of their own comfort zone. And make them think of some music. It was challenging at times, but in the end, everybody contributed and we had a great time in OJ Radio. Of course, we've been doing the podcasting. There's more podcasting to come. There is between 10 and 15 left. I'm going to release one or two every day as the production process is happening. Let's see. I'd like to thank Chris Boyd, our maintenance tech, for introducing me to Blackfield. Check that out. Okay. Let's see. What else did I... this is the past part of the program. Man, it was awesome having my wife up here and my animals and being able to go home every night. It was very relaxing, very good work environment for me. I had a great summer, as I said that already. I love my job. Okay, so the present. Let's just get to that. I am in the process of finishing up the podcasts and getting them out. I'm also going to do some more podcasting here in the next couple of days, which will include Chris, our maintenance tech, possibly Dan the Baker Man. Jess is hoping to get in a podcast. She was our aquatics leader. Donnie and Janet Lay, I'm hoping to get them. They are our on-site managers here. Matt Beard is our kitchen cook. Of course, I'm going to get another one with Linda Fonseca before it's all over. We got George Wurzel coming up. And then at the very end, we're going to try to get that one last one with Tony Fletcher talking about his little surprise at the end of number one. Okay, so that's kind of what's happening now, along with me working closely with Just Josh and Lawrence to finish up our holiday song. We have already got that in motion, as well as releasing music from 2017, which will include some highlights from some of the talent shows, the Music Academy, songs inspired by 2017, which will include a piece for Diane Wetzel, who won the adults. What is that called? Casino Night. So I owe her a song, which I started, and we're going to continue that process. I have some new melodies from Maggie. Our family camper, Maggie, came in and sang a bunch of stuff. I've started to sort through all of that. Oh my goodness, the music and media of 2017 is going to be bigger than ever before, I would imagine. So that's coming up. That's part of my present and future discussion. Okay, so there are a couple of things I wanted to talk about here. There were some staff members that did not get podcasts, and it's just busy up here. Sometimes you have good intentions and you want to try to get everybody, but you couldn't. It just happens that way. So with that being said, Our head male counselor was Joe Rutherford. We talked about it several times. He is a published writer. You can check out his book. Joe Rutherford's book is called Blind Courage. An amazing story. I don't want to give it away. If you're interested in an amazing breakdown of his experience as regards his visual impairment and what happened to him and his experience, it's very, very good. Maybe we'll talk about that next year, Joe. All right. And then Anthony Rivera. I think I'm saying that right. It could be wrong. Riviera. We're going to get it. We're going to say Rivera. Anthony was a CIT. Sorry if I got your name wrong, bud. Excellent, excellent team member. Did great. Wow, fantastic. Just on the ball, quiet, kept to himself, but at the same time, when you needed somebody, he was there to help. A great team member. Shout out to Anthony. Billy and Carlos were in the kitchen. Two guys that just acted like brothers through the whole summer, helped each other out. Billy did a great job, and Carlos, you guys are great. Super cool having you guys in the kitchen. Martha, you were here and there and everywhere. Thank you for contributing to EHC, as well as our buddy Israel. I'm going to try to get him to podcast, but I doubt it. So shout out to Israel. Olivia Shaw, lucky number 13, came in on her 13th year of being involved with Enchanted Hills Camp and did a fantastic job and even won an award for her great job this summer. Very, very well deserved. JC, didn't get to know JC that well because he was super quiet and yet kept to himself at the same time. Super helpful and was great with the campers. Nice job, JC. It was a pleasure working with you this summer. So those are some of the staff members that didn't get to podcast that were with us all summer that I wanted to mention. And then, of course, our nursing staff. Nurse Bill is here all summer long. He's a joy to be around. And we do a lot of joking. Tony gets people to joke on Bill, Nurse Bill. Whatever, he's down with it. It's super good of him to be like that. And he's a great sport and has been here a long time and knows the ins and outs of camp. We appreciate you very much, Nurse Bill. Along with Nurse Bill, there was Nurse Kathy and Nurse Candace, who joined us off and on a couple different times. And then Dorit was also someone who comes and is very helpful a couple of times. Just a shout out to you guys. Thanks for your help and your contribution to everything EHC, Enchanted Hills Camp. You know, all these things are kind of put together here. So now I'd like to talk about a couple of little cool trivial things that happened this summer, including an amazing amount of international staff members that came and went. I'd like to just do a quick rundown for you. We had, of course, the six Australians. We had Poonam from India. We had Nadine from Ireland. We had Billy, who is originally from China. We have Ola, who is from Poland. We had Evan, who is from, France. There we go. We had Barack, who is from Turkey, and his girlfriend and volunteer helper there. Her name is Erica, and she's from Hungary. All right, we're getting it. Let's see who else we had. Chris Boyd is from England. So that's 10. I think I counted 11 or 12 at one point, so I might be missing one or two. But with that, it's amazing that Tony was able to put together such a great team from 9 or 10 different countries. A ton of different cultures and accents this summer. Pretty cool stuff. And then I'd like to mention that during the teen session, we had a whole group of Hawaiians that were Hawaiian and deep into their culture and taught us a ton about Hawaiian music, Hawaiian chants, Hawaiian language. Beautiful, beautiful culture. So a shout out to those folks. as well as the folks that came from all over the continental United States, which include Texas, Connecticut, New York, George is from Michigan. We could throw that in there. Anyway, so lots of people from everywhere is the point. Congratulations to Tony, who is able to do that. It's amazing to think about and to be part of. So thank you, Tony, for choosing wisely. All right, let's see the future. Of course, we have the rest of these podcasts to look forward to. Definitely can extend them out over the next month or so, and I am going to plan on continuing doing interviews and talking to people, especially in regards to Enchanted Hills Camp. Just because camp is over doesn't mean that things are not going on up here, because they clearly are. So that's part of that. The near a little bit further future, I plan on talking to Tony and the Lighthouse, and maybe scheduling some off-season camps regarding music, recording, audio description, recreation. Have lots of ideas. Stay tuned for that. And then as regards next summer, I do plan on coming back. Tony's 20th year as the director of Enchanted Hills Camp. Gotta be here for that. With that being said, I want to continue the Everything EHC podcast. It will be in a different format. I've already started developing the ideas for that format and how to improve, which includes the sped up disclaimer. Yes, no longer will you have to hear me ramble through the disclaimer in the beginning. We have a sped up one now that I'm going to use from now on, which will solve all of our long-winded problems. Okay, so that's pretty cool, right? I'm getting better as we go, figuring it out, learning from other folks. So then next summer, yes, Tony's 20th. It'll be my fifth year of being involved with Enchanted Hills Camp. If all works out, I plan on being back, doing the same thing, only better. Always trying to make improvements and get people involved in lots of different accessible activities here in Enchanted Hills Camp. So as always, we have lots to look forward to in the future of Enchanted Hills Camp, which is going to include the release of the music and media of 2017 right here at maceo.net. That will be happening as soon as we get everything compiled. Please stay tuned to maceo.net for that information. Okay, and now I'm going to do some final thoughts here. I'd like to do a very special thank you, and I love you, and thank you for your support and understanding and help to my lovely wife, Kate. We both lived up here at camp in our RV, and although there were some challenges, we were able to have an excellent summer and get through it together as a couple, and we still like each other and love each other, and everything is good. So I'm happy about that. I'm happy that I was able to work long days and come home to that environment, to my animals, to my loved one, and still be here at camp. It's an amazing experience. I feel very, very, very lucky and very happy that I get to got to have that experience and get to potentially do it again next summer. So thank you, Kate. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Kate. All right. So with that being said, I'd also like to thank Tony Fletcher, and thank you to all the people who are involved in Enchanted Hills Camp. If I forgot anybody, please let me know. We can do another podcast and remember you. If I did, I'm sorry if I forgot you. If you're out there and you're listening and you have something that you want to say, please feel free to email me through my contact page and tell me your thoughts on everything EHC or anything that's going on in the maceo.net world. And always, you know, check back, because we're always changing things. We also have Kate's picks to look forward to. Kate's picks. You'll see, coming up at maceo.net very soon. Okay, so thank you for listening. Thank you for enjoying our summer with us here at Everything EHC. And as I said, more podcasts to come, so keep checking back. Thank you for listening to everything EHC. Oh my goodness. Just so much love and so much amazing, amazing things that happen here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Thank you to everybody for making everything EHC possible here at Enchanted Hills Camp. I'm Maceo, your host. We'll talk again soon, okay? EHC is the place to be.